The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The conference champs.
I'm going to guess 21 of 21 in the West picked
the Warriors.
Yes.
You would be correct. The team receiving the most votes in the Eastern Conference, the Cavaliers.
I'm going to go 18.
That is exactly right. The NBA champions.
I got to think there's one person who thinks the Cavs can win. I'm going to go 20.
You'd be incorrect. 21 of 21. Whatever you think of the Rockets and if they're improved or not, their chances of winning the title are the same as they were last year.
You're making this World Series kind of a foregone conclusion. And I don't know that we should be doing that. That's probably fair.
I mean,
the Yankees are...
They're playing really good baseball right now.
They are.
Even the two games they lost, they got really good pitching. What the Astros do have going for them is they've still got another Keuchel and another Verlander start. What's your confidence level at right now?
I still feel pretty good about them.
You need a gut shot now.
I'd like to see the bats show me something, though.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, I don't know, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, you missed some of that good stuff. And
bases loaded. No. Zero outs.
Yes, Altuve.
Zero.
Altuve draws the walk to load the bases.
Carlos Correa.
This is
at the plate.
Of course, I hope he does better than he did last night when he came up with the bases.
Versus David Robertson.
See. And we'll keep you up to date on what's going on. It's also available over on 94.1 for those of you in Houston. And also, if you're online and you just want to keep refreshing HoustonSportsMap.com or Houston.SportsMap.com.
The good news is, at this point, the Yankees are going to be willing to give up a run.
Yeah.
You know, if they can get a double play, that's a strike. Oh.
No, that was inside.
Okay.
You can't see the box in there, huh?
No.
Yeah.
No, but...
I don't believe in that box, by the way.
Yeah,
am I the only one who...
No, because a lot of times people are saying, oh, look, that pitch was there. It's like,
I just know what's a strike and what's not a strike. I don't need that box.
Yeah.
Well, it's distracting, though. Like, the box is right there, so you can...
No, but people act like it's completely accurate.
And it's not.
And if you look, they're at an angle. It can't be accurate. Ooh.
See, I thought the first pitch was better than that one.
Yeah, I agree.
That one was more inside than the last pitch.
See, the first pitch was a strike. That was a ball.
But if you had the box, it would have told you it was okay.
No.
I think the box says that's...
Oh,
yeah,
that
yeah.
One. The box says it's low. I thought that...
No, the box says it's on the corner.
No, bleep the box, okay?
Yeah.
Bleep in the box?
That
the
one
box.
Was a ball. The first one was
a
strike.
Put your bleep in a box, all right? Okay, so it's 1-1, and we'll kind of keep you guys up to date as things happen here. That's a big moment. That was a strike. Yeah, he just didn't. Yeah, you got to get the bat off your shoulder. Come on, man.
You take
a double play right now if you got to run home.
Yeah, I think he was sitting on a breaking ball.
Can
yeah.
you imagine how loud it is there right now with two strikes? You know, the Yankee fans get loud with two strikes as it is.
Yeah.
I bet it's crunk right now.
Top two offenses in the major.
That's how loud.
Give us the rest of this at bat.
Has dominated.
I like that we can do this.
Yeah.
And we got ourselves a time called here.
I'm okay with that. Just do the show with this in the background.
Count one and two.
Can we do that?
Yuli Gurriel.
It's a little distracting.
Okay. On
deck circle down to our left, and now Romine out to talk.
Aren't we having Eric in today?
No, Eric's going to come in on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, no beer today.
Damn.
I know you were looking forward to it.
I'd like to sit here and drink a beer and watch the game.
That would have been nice.
That would have been nice. One hit. And the Yankees have made a pair of errors. Correa taps the outside edge of the plate. Now the inside edge. Now he waits.
Conversation between
Robertson at the belt and fires. Swing and a little roller foul in back of the plate. He stays alive.
Okay, this is distracting because the radio is
like a second ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Of what we're seeing on the screen. I can't deal with it.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
No, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
We will let you know.
And it is over on 94.1.
Yeah. If you don't like us.
Yeah.
But you should listen to us as we...
Like the Beaumont people always get mad because they can't hear 94.1, but it's a Houston station. That's why. It's based here.
Yeah.
So, all right. Here's a pitch. And he struck him out.
No.
Yep. Correa, not even close on that.
Nope.
So, one out. Base is loaded.
Here comes... That was a hell of a pitch, too.
Yeah.
Filthy. Yeah, that's what he was trying to give Altuve 3-2, and yeah. Altuve held off on it. So
yeah, that ball was that's just a bad swing. It's a bad at bat.
It's basically the same pitch he threw Altuve 3-2, and Altuve just knew better than to swing at it.
Yeah, that one looked low from the second it came out of his hand. So, well, it all comes down
now
to Yuli.
You're where a double play can hurt you. Where before you know the Yankees, where I said they were willing to give up a run to get a double play. Now a double play wastes this inning, and I don't think you can afford to waste this inning and get nothing out of it. What'd the box say about that pitch, Sean?
It's outside.
Mm. Outside? That looked inside.
Inside?
Oh, inside, I'm sorry.
Inside, outside. What difference does it make?
Whatever.
What difference does it make?
The box is full of it.
Bleep the box.
Box is full of it.
I'm going to get a t-shirt that says bleep the box, and I'm going to get that box on there.
That you should. You should trademark that before someone steals that idea.
You know they will.
You know they will.
Yeah. Keep Houston Beard gone.
Gurriel has been the second best hitter for the Astros in this playoff series. Well, in the full postseason, he's been the second best.
Well, I remember he had six straight hits.
Yeah, he's hitting
Red Sox, against the Red Sox.
423 in the postseason. Is that good?
I'm going to go with good, yeah.
That's strong.
If that was Altuve, that'd be bad.
Altuve's hitting 481.
Oh, that's bad.
That's, yeah.
Well,
he's a little different
but he's in a little mini slump, though, because he was hitting, 580-something.
Right.
But... Yeah, this is a big moment in the game here. You really need
this
to
get... This is a big moment in the series.
Yeah, you need to get some runs home here. Especially... there it is. He's got a hit.
Oh, and that's going to score three.
This is going to get at least two home.
That's
it's going to get three
home.
And, nope.
Nope, he's going to... No, well, they cut it off.
They cut it off, and they're getting Gurriel
they're
out.
They're going to get the out, yeah. Well, it's worth it.
Yeah.
3-0 Astros.
That is worth it.
Bases clearing double for Yuli Gurriel.
Man... They were those outfielders were shifted pretty far over, huh?
He can turn on a ball like that inside,
yeah.
Which he did. Yeah, that was very weird.
It shouldn't take the outfielder that long to get to that.
Yeah, so he basically pounds it down the left field line and
just past Frazier.
And
I think that would have scored a run either way.
It's hard to say. I don't think he could have come home. So I think it would have got at least one run home, but that's your best possible result, although you would have liked for him not to have gotten a rundown.
No, you don't care. That's three runs.
Yeah.
Three run. And being in the rundown guaranteed that
the third run
got in.
Yeah.
Because I thought where Altuve was at when the ball was coming in, it looked like he was toast. And then they cut it off and tried to get Yuli instead. So that's a big hit, probably the biggest hit of this series for the Astros so far. That's huge.
Yep, because
now that is a nice cushion, man. A nice cushion. And one thing that we didn't talk about from yesterday's game that may have gone a little unnoticed, even though they got their asses handed to them, Colin McHugh did a really, really good job yesterday.
Yes, he did.
And they were able to save the bullpen, you know, and not burn through five guys to, you know, because if Colin McHugh would have started getting roughed up, you know.
Right, then maybe you have to use Peacock then.
Yeah, and so they did a great job, I thought, of conserving the bullpen, and that's all credit to McHugh, who came in and pitched well in a spot where there wasn't a whole lot to play for.
Yeah.
And they get out of the Yankees get out of the inning.
All right,
Three runs, that's massive.
On to the bottom of the sixth. Do we see McCullers again?
I don't know. I haven't seen the bullpen. I don't know what's going on out there.
Yeah.
I mean... He's barely thrown, 50 pitches?
Yeah, my guess is that he's going to be in the same boat as Gray. They're going to let him go until he gets into some trouble.
The Astros still only have two hits in this game, by the way. So,
by the way, that was the second run that David Robertson has allowed in 10 innings of work in the postseason so far.
Interesting.
Yeah. He had a .90 ERA coming into this. He had 2-0 as a reliever.
Well, and they got to Chapman, and Chapman hasn't given up any runs.
Nope.
Was that game two, right?
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a...
That's a huge, huge hit. It really is. We'll hopefully it'll hold up. Be a big win.
That would be massive. In a game where, you know, clearly the bats weren't doing a lot. You needed to get somebody to get a big hit. And that was only... Am I wrong? That's the second hit of the game,
right? Yeah, that's what I just said, yeah.
Yeah, so in a game where you get, you've got more runs than hits, something's going okay.
Yeah.
You know, I think something's... You needed somebody to step up and get that hit. That was Yuli. That was massive. All right, guys, got to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. Your boys are going to be coming over to watch games, and you've got dirty floors. That's embarrassing, right? Right? That's what every man thinks about is how dirty are my floors when my boys are coming over. It's a great time to get your carpets and tile floors cleaned with dirt-free carpet cleaning. Either way, get the fall special for a limited time only. They'll come out and they'll do one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase over $120. That's right. The room can be carpet, tile, doesn't matter. The other guys, they leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. That's not happening at Dirt Free Carpet. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go toxic chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery floors, even your air ducts. 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase and throw in that free speed dry. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
World peace and collecting fat pay. But if you've been there, you know my cubicle ain't sunny. Red taped up. Promoting bloated dummies. Tomorrow's sick day. Staying home, keeping stunning. No bees, no honey, no work, no money in my cubicle.
Where's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Two outs now in the bottom of the sixth. McCullers is just dealing now.
He's on it.
Yeah, this is the Lance from...
You know what? Yeah, and that's a good call by AJ Hinch. And he gets to see practice that we don't get to see. But I thought... Choosing him to start over Peacock when both were ready to go was ballsy.
Yeah.
Because there's no argument that Peacock would have been a safer start, right?
I think that's
the safer play. We talked about this before. He's been the Astros consistently. He's been their best pitcher this year. You know, as far from a consistency standpoint, he's given you the least crappy outings. He's the guy who, I mean, he's not going to blow you away with his stuff, but he's come out and he's won. He's been a winner for him this year. So to go with a guy who's been a coin flip at best for the last half of the season and have him show up like this, that was a ballsy call that really paid off.
No, and I think he showed you enough against the Red Sox that he was worth starting at some point because he had three really strong innings there and then – you know, gave up a little bit in the fourth.
Yeah, but the Red Sox lineup is also garbage. I mean, this is a tougher lineup. This is a...
Yeah, but I was more interested in his stuff, and his stuff looked good, and he looked like the guy we saw earlier in the season, and that's what they needed to get today, and so far that's what they have. And if he gets through six innings, that's just a bonus because, honestly, I thought if you got five out of him, you were good.
And if they weren't playing the Astros,
he's through six.
If they weren't playing the Astros, I would have felt bad for Sonny Gray, who pitched really, really well today.
Let's be honest,
the guys behind him screwed him over.
As much as we were talking about how unfortunate it was that Morton gave up three runs last night.
It's very similar to what we just saw, except Gray was even better than Morton was.
Yeah, I mean, he was significantly better today. You get a catcher's interference, you get a walk.
And two errors.
And then one big hit.
Yep.
So, I mean, he deserved a better fate. He got stuck with they just changed the ruling on that, so he's down to one earned run. So, Sonny Gray today, five innings, one hit, two runs, one earned, two walks, four strikeouts, 86 pitches.
Yeah. Decent day.
Yeah.
But just McCullers just better. He's sharper. Yeah.
Yes, and we're saying it'd be nice if the bats could get something done because he deserves to be rewarded. Well. Yep. They did it. So now, question is, how long do you go with him? Because even when he was at his best, he was a 5-6 inning pitcher.
Right.
And
I'd pull him now. I'd pull him. Like I said, your bullpen was rested yesterday. I say good job. you've done us right. I don't try to stretch it out.
Yeah, I don't know, man. He's gotten stronger the last couple innings, too.
Yeah.
But I guess you have to find out how much he has left in the tank. You got to talk to him. Those are things you can't really do.
Yeah, Yankees going to throw Chad Green in the top of the seventh here. Another guy who's been very good. Hasn't given up a run yet in the postseason.
Well, keep trotting those guys out because the Astros seem to score off of them.
Well, he hadn't given up a run in this series. Has given up some run. He gave up some runs in the first round.
Well, hopefully this will hold up. They've got to get nine more outs. And be nice to get some insurance runs here at some point.
Oh, yeah. He's the guy who he gave up the three-run homer against the Indians that lost them that game 9-8. That was off Chad Green on the Joe Girardi should have challenged.
Yeah.
Chad Green was pitching. Mm. So that dude's got a 1.83 ERA on the season. That is a hell of a fine, Chad Green.
Yeah.
He had a good year. 103 strikeouts in 69 innings. That's pretty strong.
Is that good?
I'd say that's good. I would say that's good.
Yeah, somebody from MLB just tweeted out, McCullers just completed six innings for the first time since June 8th.
That's what I'm saying. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, my hat's off to McCullers because I didn't feel good about this start, honestly. So for him to come out and do this, that's a lot of egg on my face because I thought, you know, I didn't think he'd just be a trash can, but I didn't think that, I mean, I would have never expected this.
Well, like I said, I liked the way his stuff looked the other day in relief, and I just kind of thought, well, maybe he's healthy again. And if he is, I mean, I didn't expect him to go six innings with no runs.
Yeah.
Now, that'd be crazy talk. But I thought five innings, one run, maybe two, that'd be a damn good outing. And with your bats, that should keep you in it. It's just the bats haven't.
What's his pitch count at now?
80.
80? Do you want to know his regular season pitch totals? The last game he started, he pitched 83 pitches through 4 1/3. Before that, 63 3 1/3. Before that, 76 5 1/3. And then before that, 95 5 innings, 89 4 2/3 inning, 95 4 2/3, and 100 4 1/3. And
that's, yeah, he's just been efficient.
Yep, that's been dating back to June 6th.
You know what? That's one thing that I'll say is different about this Yankees team than some of the great Yankee teams, and there's a couple of exceptions. Like Brett Gardner's an exception. Aaron Judge is an exception. But those old-school Yankee teams always worked deep into the count. Always. They made you throw a lot of pitches. And I saw something about Jason Giambi, you know, when he was with the Yankees, and how his batting average with two strikes was just something absurd. And he would literally wait until he had two strikes to start swinging the bat because he wanted to work the pitchers. And these Yankees don't do it. They're a lot more free swinging, and they're letting pitchers hang around in games like Verlander did longer than they probably should. This is a good example today.
Yeah.
McCullers a guy. And now part of it's McCullers is just sharp today.
Yeah. And he's pounding the strike zone, which is, yeah, this is good to see because this is, I mean, if you can get to the World Series now and this is what you're going to get, now you've got three guys that match up with the Dodgers.
Yep.
And that makes a huge difference. So,
well, and honestly, if you can get what you got out of Charlie Morton yesterday, you feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, interesting game so far. The Astros batting in the top of the seventh, and Carlos Beltran went up first.
Struck out.
All right.
Carlos Beltran's at bat brought to you by Bob's Used Condoms.
Oh, here we go again. Here we go again.
When you're going to strike out, do it with a used condom from Bob's, just like Carlos Beltran.
I was talking to a buddy of mine who does radio. I've known for a long time, and he does radio now at he's nationally syndicated, has a very, very popular show.
No,
not him. Not my buddy. But he had an issue today, or last night, I guess, where his producer sent out a message to the people on the show and said, hey, there is a, and they work in Nashville. He said, there's an opportunity to go see Garth Brooks tonight in like a very intimate setting. I think there was like 100 people in the crowd or something like that.
Those are cool.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's very cool. And the producer said, we're all on the list. No plus ones. So basically, it's like a it's limited to be there.
Right.
So my buddy shows up, and the girl, the producer who sent this stuff out, had her boyfriend with her.
Ooh.
And her justification was someone canceled last minute, and my boyfriend really wanted to go.
Liar. She lied. She planned to bring him all along.
Now, John, you tell me as a producer, is that something you would ever do? There's no way,
no,
right?
No.
And if you, like, keep in mind, this show has been going on for, I mean, a long time. This is like a 14, 15-year running show. And, all, you know, this host has been there from the beginning. He's one of the, he's obviously a key on-air part of this team. Wouldn't you think, but if there was a cancellation, you go, isn't there like a pecking order on shows?
Yeah. If, you know what John would do? He would first ask if Annie or Val wanted to go.
That's exactly what he would do.
Of course he would.
And that's the right thing to do. This producer's been there for like 3 years. Oh, my buddy was so pissed off about it.
He should be. Because, and then he would ask us, and I'd say, well, I mean, I know she likes him, but she doesn't care. But, oh, Annie loves Garth. All right, fine, take her. Cool. See you guys tonight.
Yeah.
That's what human beings do.
Yeah, that's just a generally a crappy thing to do, I think.
Astros had
And then she said seniority shouldn't matter.
No, if she's the one who got everybody the tickets and got them in and the sole reason they got in.
Oh, no, she's not.
Okay, then.
The sole reason they got in is the main host is like a massive star, and she's basically his personal assistant.
Oh, that
has nothing to do with her.
That's a bitch move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to say. Marwin with a double. So, runner on second. One out.
Here's a really...
Brian McCann, who's going to hit a home run.
Brian McCann is not going to hit a home run.
He's going to hit a home run this time. I'm going to be right this time. I'm going to keep trying until I'm right.
I got something just popped up on Twitter. Oh,
another error! My goodness, Marwin scores.
And they're gonna score on that
4-0.
You're close.
Hey, no, I wasn't. That's.
I mean, that's an easy ground out.
Yeah.
Well, it was hit
pretty sharply, but I mean, that's a play a major leaguer's got to make, right?
My goodness.
So McCann is on first. Marwin scores 4-0.
Look how deep this. No, however sharply it's hit. Second baseman's got to make that play so deep.
Oh God! Yeah, he just that was just. Let's see. Ball. Okay, he's in a glove, and then he's falling down, and then he just loses the ball.
Yeah, that's not a that's a
horrible play.
Very awkward
play. So
my goodness, you know what's even more awkward? Guess what Juggalo Trey just did?
He didn't like tweet out a nude, did he?
No, he didn't tweet out a nude, but. He's on Twitter. It just says, I cast my Heisman ballot for Luke Falk.
What? How random is that, for one thing?
I mean, I don't understand this. Maybe that game was nationally televised against Cal, right?
Yeah, I think he must have missed that three-point effort.
Luke Falk, who threw 5 interceptions, fumbled for a play that was returned for a touchdown, and was sacked 9 times. There was as many sacks on him as Ferris Bueller's unexcused absences. And Juggalo Trey just voted him as the Heisman. I don't know what to say about this.
Yeah, that's...
Does he even... Does Juggalo Trey watch sports?
Well, he is a Texas Tech fan, and now Mike Leach is, you know, obviously in Washington State. I'm guessing he followed Leach up there.
Yeah, well, you know what? Your tweet's a week old. If you do it a week ago, you look okay.
Now you look like an a-hole for saying that. That's horrible.
It'd be nice to see George Springer finally hit something. Well, no. double play.
Not today, Junior.
Well, he hit something, but he hit it into a double play. But important run there.
Damage done, man. Damage done.
4-0 as we head to the bottom of the seventh.
All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about what's going on at Texas Star Grill Shop. The big fall sale, the fall grill sale, is still going on. Stop in today for the best prices on all the top brands. Traeger, Weber, Kamado, Joe, Sabre, Napoleon, Green Mountain, Pitts and Spitz. Don't make the big box mistake or assume that you're going to save money online. That's not the case. Stop by and see the grill experts at Texas Star Grill Shop. They'll help you choose the grill that's right for you. You tell them what you're going to cook, what you want the grill for. If you want to smoke, they'll point you in the right direction. You cook steaks and burgers only, they'll point you in the right direction. They've got fantastic grills from all the best brands, Green Mountain, Memphis, Sabre, Napoleon. The Kamado Joe 2 ceramic grill got a new patented airlift hinge, and the lid on this grill is extremely heavy, but the technology on it makes it so easy. My kid could lift the lid on this thing. It's unreal. As always, free delivery and assembly, and don't forget about the rubs, the spices, the sauces. They've got all that going on at Texas Star Grill Shops. Get yourself a grill that's going to last and save big money during the fall grill sale. Stop by the Texas Star Grill Shop located at Shepherd and 59 in Houston and on Louetta in Spring in the Champions era. TexasGrillShop.com. It's Texas Star Grill Shop. We have your grill.
ESPN 97.5. The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and we're going to the bottom of the seventh. Astros up 4-0. They still have more runs than hits. 4 runs on 3 hits. Defense really letting the Yankees down, and we'll see if McCullers is back
big
out
time.
There. Yeah, but... It's been an interesting game, to say the least. They do have someone up in the bullpen. So
Devo.
Devinsky, okay. And so I'm guessing they're going to let him start the inning, although you're facing the heart of the order here with
Judge Gregorius and Sanchez. I think they'll let him go until he gets a base runner or gets in any kind of trouble, and then they're going to get him out of there.
Until Judge takes him deep.
It's
not Ken Giles.
You never know.
Yeah, I'd like to have... At least have a 2-run lead for Giles because you know he's always going to give up one in that situation.
Yeah.
Seems to anyway. But, McCullers back out there. If he gets you 7 innings.
Dude, that's you never could have expected that.
No, but he's been efficient and he's been terrific. And when I was talking about somebody you wouldn't think of stepping up at the plate, I wasn't thinking of somebody stepping up as a pitcher that you wouldn't think
of.
So, that's one where you say... Okay, that's there's one of your stars out of nowhere.
And the one hit that he did allow, it was like a blooper.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they haven't been, but again, like I said, you could say the same thing for Sonny Gray.
Yeah.
No one's hitting that dude hard today. It's just the defense.
Yeah, Gurriel's was legit, but it wasn't on him.
That wasn't on him, yeah.
No, that was on Robertson. So.
And honestly, if it wasn't for the defense, that hit doesn't really matter that much.
Yeah, and same thing. Green, they give a pretty. Oh, there's. A,
that's not coming back.
Well, yeah, okay. Thanks, Fred.
Told you I was going to be right sooner or later.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge just hit one to deep center.
Boy, yeah. I
yeah.
I would have said you got 6 out of McCullers. That's good, man. Let's get him out of here. Let him leave with some confidence. Yeah. Oh, well. I mean, that's still a 5-1 lead. Or 4-1. 4-1 lead, sorry. But, I wouldn't have sent him back out there, given what he's done the last few
I
hours.
Would have let him go until something happened. Although, you know, that's pitching to Judge there. I don't know. But that'll be it for Lance McCullers.
Juggalo Trey says, to be frank, he meant to hit Bryce Love, but he couldn't delete it because he was watching the Astros.
Oh, stop. Stop. Well,
I mean, I could see how you'd get Luke Falk and Bryce Love confused.
Yeah, they're so close. Let's see, how much did this clear the fence by? I mean, that's dead center field.
Oh, yeah, that's way out of there.
That's one of those monsters.
Yeah, that had to be at least like 420.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, this guy is very capable of that when he catches.
I mean,
one.
Honestly, when you if you leave anything up in the zone, he's crushing it. So
yeah, I don't understand why they just don't keep pitching sliders down to him.
I think he tried to, but it hung. Yeah, hung up, and he took it.
Which happens as you
get tired
when you start to get tired.
Yep.
So, oh well, it's still a hell of a start for McCullers. I mean, like I said, I wouldn't have even if you had told me six innings, one run, I wouldn't have believed you. So. That's an awesome start.
Well, now your bullpen needs to come through for you.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think you can get two innings, especially with a three-run lead. You get two innings out of Davinsky and one inning out of Giles. Be all right.
Or if you need to use Giles for two, you've done that before. So just need Davinsky to come in and be good Davinsky.
Yeah.
As long as he is, you're fine. But so 4-1 Astros lead. Have you you looked at any of the lines yet? I know. I ask you this every Tuesday.
You ask me this every Tuesday.
I know, because I have to now.
Every Tuesday, it's the same answer.
I know, but so I'm going to throw a few at you because
I'll give you uneducated opinions on.
I like that. I like uneducated because last week you did uneducated and you did really well.
I did
because you stuck with a bunch of those. Here's one. SMU's only a 7.5-point favorite at Cincinnati. Cincinnati is dreadful.
Yeah, that is pretty bad. I would probably lean smooth.
I am going to pony up on that one.
Okay.
Where's the other? Oh, how about the Thursday night game? How about Memphis getting three from Houston? I hate those Thursday night home games or road games, but
man, honestly, I don't want to bet a game that Houston is in because they've been so weird.
They surprised us against SMU, played really well, and then just played like donkeys last week. But Memphis is legit. That Riley Ferguson can play. I'm gonna probably bet against the locals.
Yeah.
Because I think they're going to give up a bunch of yards. TCU minus 39 against Kansas. That's too much.
That's too much. Yeah, I don't play that.
UTSA minus 20 against Rice.
I like UTSA there.
Yeah, although they've
struggled the last couple weeks. I think that Rice will get you right.
Yeah, that team is not good. West Virginia minus 9 at Baylor.
West Virginia minus 9 at Baylor?
Yeah.
God,
I don't know what
I want to take West Virginia, but...
Yeah, it's at Baylor, but...
Man.
My Davinsky's first pitch wasn't very good. Came out and threw it to the... almost hit the mascot.
My initial lean would be West Virginia.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. LSU minus 6.5 at Ole Miss. There's a pretty well-struck ball.
I'll take LSU.
And that's in the gap. So lead off is going to be a triple.
Three, yep.
Yep.
Tell him to get down. Yep. Not even a throw.
This is going to get away from him.
I don't think so. I think we're all right for now.
Well, still nobody out.
The good news is Gary Sanchez is coming up, and I don't think he's done anything all series. So. I mean,
the Houston sports fan in me says this is going to wind up being a disaster.
It's hard to be positive when you're a Houston sports fan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you've seen this act before.
Texas Tech minus 6 at home against Iowa State.
That's a tough call. No play for me.
Yeah.
No, Texas Tech is better. They're way better than they have been.
Yeah, but.
But Iowa State's pretty good, and they're hot right now. They beat the snot out of Kansas coming off the OU win. I like Iowa State, but. Yeah, I can't touch that game.
A couple NFL ones for you. Titans minus 5.5 at Brown.
Oh, I'll take the Titans.
Yeah, I think I'm going to play that one. How about, let's see, Jaguars minus 3 at Colts.
I might take Colt there.
Panthers minus 4 at Bear.
Give me Panther.
Bears been pretty good at home against the spread.
They have been.
Yeah, the Saints-Packers we talked about a little bit. Saints are minus 5.5 right now. If that gets and that line has moved incredibly. So I'm still leaning Packers there, but I want to see what the final number is. London game, Rams minus 3 versus Cardinals.
I don't want that London game. I have no idea.
About Patriots minus 3.5 against Falcon.
Give me Falcon.
Here's one I'll take about Broncos plus 2 at Chargers. I'll take the Broncos there.
Yeah, I don't know what the Broncos are doing at quarterback, though. I might actually take the Chargers there.
Chargers 0-4 at home against the spread.
Yeah.
And
well, the hell, they were 0 for everything until this last week.
Well, no.
Although they got the Giants. I forgot that.
Yeah, so they won two in a row, both on the road.
Yeah.
I like Denver quite a bit there.
Well, the Chargers do have a massive home field disadvantage.
Yeah. I just remember the Eagles fans taking it over.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got here?
Allied Outdoor Solutions. Guys, you want to spend more time outdoors because the weather's awesome. You might want to go sit out on your patio, but your patio looks like crap, to be honest. And it would cost you too much to tear it out and start over. Good news. Allied Outdoor Solutions has the answer for you. It's called Carve Stone. It gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. It's trowel hand carved, custom colored for your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save money. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions. I couldn't see the writing on the wall.
Now all her lies are well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey, guys, you want to get in on the action, whether it's basketball, hockey, baseball, of course, football. Place to go, MyBookie. Industry-leading website. They're going to hook you up for all your betting needs. Great odds, fast payouts, decades of expertise. You can bet with confidence. And not only do they have a great sports book, they have a great race book too, which I love because I like to play the ponies and I like to play sports. And where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. That's why I'm urging you to wait, make your way to MyBookie. I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. You can check them out yourself. In-game live betting, a terrific mobile site that makes wagering on the go easier than ever. A couple weeks ago, I made a bet on an airplane on the mobile site. That's how easy it is. Join now. MyBookie's going to match your initial deposit with it up to a 100% bonus. And guess what? You want to play the online casino? Take a few hands of blackjack? Roll the dice and craps? You can do that. You want to get that 100% bonus? Promo code radio to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie. And we're back. The journey to Jacksonville's begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Jacksonville, Florida to see Houston take on, you knew it, Jacksonville, December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com. Find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the Doubletree Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront, or go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN.com. 97-5, 4-2 now. Astros runner on first, one out for the Yankees in the bottom of the seventh. Davinsky was garbage. Mussey's in now.
Yep. And facing Greg Bird, who, and you might be saying, well, why wouldn't you bring in a lefty to pitch to Bird, who's left-handed? One of the rare, oh, it was Bird. Never mind. It's not, Bird's on, Bird walked. I was going to say, Bird was one of the rare lefties who hits right-handed guys better than lefties. It's Castro up there. I'm still not in panic mode, but that didn't feel good. Watching Davinsky out there, it's like, man, that guy was an all-star.
When he doesn't have it, you can tell pretty early, and I think I would have let him have one batter.
And look at Castro's trying to get it out of here, too. He's swinging hard.
Well, guys, do we want to turn this over to the game for the people here?
I don't know. That's a John call.
I would.
Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do. First off, thank everybody for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow to do the same thing. But for the next 10 minutes, we're going to go ahead and switch it over to pick up our coverage from ESPN. So keep part of the game. Enjoy it, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Stay sports, you bitches.